Radio 97, it's Paul Young. Every time you go away, 10 past 8 it is now, on a Wednesday morning. It's Wayne and Jess for breakfast.
I was speaking to one of my mates the other day, and he was saying that he and his brother are always concerned about hair loss. He's starting to see some of that hair shedding at the moment. So I thought we better speak to an expert this morning, Wayne, a leading consultant in dermatology at Sinclair Dermatology, Dr. Bevan Boyle. He's highly qualified in the area of hair loss and part of the Australasian College of Dermatologists. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Morning, Doctor.
Good morning, guys.
Yes, thanks for being part of the program. Now, going a bit thin on top is something that affects lots of blokes, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So by the time you get to 20, about 20% of men suffer with hair loss. In their 50s, 50% of men, and by the time they get to their 80s, well, 80 to 100% of men suffer with hair loss. So, yeah, it is very common.
And, Doctor, with male pattern baldness, that's what we tend to hear a lot of. Is that a type of alopecia?
Well, alopecia is just a medical term for hair loss, really.
Right.
There are, as I'm sure you'll know, there are a number of different causes of hair loss. Male pattern baldness, or some people call it androgenetic alopecia, is a particular type of hair loss which is inherited. If your dad was bald, the men on your mother's side are bald, then there is a good chance that you will lose your hair at some point too.
Ah, so that genetic link, because often people say, oh, it comes from your mother's side, so you're okay, but it could be both sides?
Yeah, so that's a bit of a myth. It can come from both sides. So I've seen a number of guys whose dad have good heads of hair, but they unfortunately lose their hair too.
So I mean, we blame our parents for lots of things that we inherit, but this is just something else to add to that list, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of good things we inherit from them. It's the main thing, really, particularly in men. In women, it's much more complex, but in men, there is a clear inheritance pattern. So if you've got a twin brother, then the likelihood is that you'll have very similar heads of hair.
Right. Is that true? So what about recognising the signs of actually having an issue, particularly in men, first of all?
So men... I heard you mention sort of increased shedding. So that could be one of the signs, although that might not be very very conspicuous, particularly in blokes who have short hair. But what they tend to notice is a recession of their hairline. So the hairline goes back. They could get thinning on the top, so what we call vertex or crown balding, so where they get a bald spot at the back. And eventually, as the hair loss progresses, the two meet, and they may end up sort of totally bald on top. Now, it's important to remember that not all guys will progress to become completely bald. So, depending on your genetics, there's varying degrees of baldness that guys suffer from.
And it really does. It really is a bit of a lottery, isn't it? Because of course you see plenty of young blokes, you know, in their 20s and 30s that are obviously showing signs of it, and many just shave it off anyway and just have it over.
Yeah,
and done
well,
with.
That's a good look anyway.
Yeah.
That's a nice solution.
Yep.
But just stressing over it, could that do anything, Doctor? Because if they're stressing, or even wearing a hat, which a lot of them like to hide behind a hat, are they actually doing a disservice?
No, not at all. I mean, you're absolutely right. Yeah, the guys have fortunately the options of shaving and sort of wearing a hat or different hairstyles. But before I got into the area, I used to assume that it didn't really bother men. You know, there's lots of role models, celebrities, and so on who are bald. And but
Vin Diesel.
Absolutely. I can think of Vin Diesel, Jason Statham.
Oh, Jason Statham, yes. Go ahead.
But when you talk to guys, you know, it's clear that it does affect them. So some men who put on a brave face, it does affect them, particularly in the early days. But then there's all the other men that perhaps don't really talk about it. But it does affect many men profoundly.
Mm. Now, Doctor, is there anything we can do about it?
Yeah, absolutely. If we're talking about men particularly, if you were to do nothing, of course, the hair loss would progress. People often wonder whether they can. There's anything in their lifestyle, their diet, or their stress levels, or etc. That can help. Unfortunately, we find that makes very little difference. The main things to address hair loss would be medication, which can be taken by mouth, which can be applied to the scalp. In addition, there's various other techniques which can stimulate hair growth, anything from laser to certain types of injections, and of course, in some cases, hair transplants.
Doctor, I've heard of a term, finasteride. I think when you say celebrities, I've heard that bandied about. I don't know if Trump's taking something like that. Ashton Kutcher has come out and said he does the same. I mean, we're talking hormone blockers too, aren't we? So I don't know if that's going to do other side effects. I mean, there's also when you talk maybe a DHT blocker. I've heard of that as well. See, these are what guys are talking about when they go to the gym, but then there could be offsets like erectile dysfunction. There could be other side effects that may harm them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jess. Going back to what causes hair loss, so hair loss in men is driven by this hormone DHT which you just mentioned. So men obviously have the hormone testosterone. At the level of the hair follicle, it is converted into this other type of testosterone called DHT, which is short for dihydrotestosterone. Now DHT is what drives hair loss in men. So as long as you have, as long as the DHT is affecting your hair follicles, then your hairs will thin and eventually disappear, which is where DHT blockers like finasteride, like others called dutasteride, come in. And so blocking the DHT stops this hormone from causing the what we call the miniaturization process, so the progressive disappearance of the hair.
So we can actually, slow it down, or could we reverse it, for example?
We can do both. Often with a combination of things. We're quite fortunate in our clinic where we've seen a lot of guys regrow a lot of hair. It's very unusual for them to get back the hair that they had when they were 16 or 17. But yeah, we can do both. As Jess mentioned, there is, as with anything, the risk of potential side effects, and about 2% of guys who take finasteride may experience loss of libido or sexual side effects. Sometimes, fortunately, these side effects are usually reversible, which means that if you suffer with them, you stop taking the tablet and you're fine. And the other great thing is that in addition to finasteride, we do have other options.
And I just wondered too, before we love you and leave you there, Doctor, could we be over brushing our hair, males and females, and washing it too often? Would any of that actually have any impact on that hair loss?
Well, washing, not usually, but brushing, that depends on how it's done. There is a different type of hair loss called traction alopecia, which is more common in women, but which I sometimes see in men too. So that's caused by pulling your hair too tight. So that could be by sort of practices like pulling a bit hard when you brush, as well as other things like tight ponytails, tight buns, braids, dreadlocks, heavy extensions and heavy hair extensions and so on. So if they pull on the hair roots, eventually they can pull the hairs out completely. And in cases where people do that for a long time, for several years, that hair loss can become permanent.
Ooh, okay, good to know. And I guess there's all gels and hair washes on the market that can really cater to helping stronger hair, or is that all a marketing ploy?
Unfortunately, they don't appear to stimulate hair growth or to increase your hair thickness. But of course, yeah, they don't sort of usually damage the hair. Hairs themselves are of different colors, different textures, and so on. And some people have fine hair, others have coarse hair. But depending on the texture of your hair, sometimes sort of styling practices like certain products, like blow drying your hair and so on, if you're not careful, sometimes that can result in hair breakage. So the hair's breaking off and giving you a thinner appearance.
Well, we so appreciate all that. We can find more at sinclairdermatology.com.au. You're a global leader there. Also at Dr. Bevan Boyrell. We so appreciate your time. We know you're part of the Australasian College of Dermatologists. And for more info, also dermcol.edu.au. Enjoy your day, Doctor.